Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, which has become pretty fucking irrelevant because every day is evil fucking day in this goddamn country and on this fucking planet. Anyway, so we got, and it's also the 22nd day of November 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a spine-tingling 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just cold and fucking dry. That's all I can say. That's enough of it. Let's see where we're going to start. I mean, we just fucking just pick a spot of where fucking madness and fucking criminality, fucking, I mean, like living in a mafia fucking sandbox. I mean, unbelievable. Unarmed father of three gets a bullet to the head 58 seconds after stop for window tint. We'll get that as soon as we get back. I woke up in a Soho door where a policeman knew my name. He said, you can't go sleeping home tonight if you can get up and walk away. I staggered back to the underground and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and pages on my chair.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Unarmed father of three gets a bullet to the head 58 seconds after stop for window tent. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. This happened in Rapids Parish in Louisiana, but you know, I was thinking last night about, you know, their fucking little bullshit they're trying here. The goddamn criminality, the goddamn attack on the fucking Bill of Rights, the attack on the fucking people. The war that has been declared against the people here in Oregon. Now think about it, people. How much more dangerous is this going to make for just, I mean, you're going down, this car here had 10 windows, my van has 10 windows, you can't see through them. But you're going down through there and when the cop turns on his fucking bubblegum lights, what kind of stop is that going to be? Every stop has to be with the suspicion that goddamn there's somebody in there that's going to fucking kill you. Because if they got fucking the big clips and the big guns, they're out there to fucking kill you. So I guess everybody will be approached, even people with little kids in the car and stuff. And people are going to get shot. People are going to be murdered over this goofy shit. But the fucking cop, when he stops, every stop is going to be a potential fucking goddamn fucking gunfight. Plain and simple. He can't avoid it. That's what it is. Anyway, let's see what happened to this guy. When 45-year-old, this is from a Free Thought Project sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. When 45-year-old Derek Kittling was pulled over by Rapids Parish, Louisiana Sheriff Deputy Rodney Anderson earlier this month, he had harmed no one. Anderson had targeted Kittling for extortion because his window tint was dark. Just 58 seconds after or later, and Anderson would put a bullet in Kittling's head. executing this father of three over the arbitrary darkness of his windows. For weeks, police refused to release body camera footage from the incident, but this week, after pressure from family and attorneys mounted, the king's attorneys, King Charles's dick lickers. Attorneys mounted, the videos were released. They show is the epitome of the problem with policing in America. It's about to get way fucking worse. As stated above, Kittling had harmed no one. He had no warrants for his arrest, and the entire reason for the stop was extortion for victimless crime. As the stop begins, Kittling is cooperative and complies with the deputy's orders, although his accent made them hard to understand at this point. And I've been telling you guys about this. Been seeing more and more of it, hearing more of it. These fucking cops can't speak clear English. They're bringing them from out other fucking countries. Why? Because they'll shoot your ass without second thought. You're not one of their countrymen. As the video shows, Kittling has no clue why he was stopped. As he has no warrants, was not drinking or driving and driving dangerously, and had simply been helping a friend fix his truck in the neighborhood. As Anderson barks hard to hear orders at Kim, Kittling struggles to understand what the deputy wants, because he is having a hard time understanding. Imagine this, motherfucker's got a gun on you. And his fucker can kill you. And he can't speak clear English. But you don't get the option, hey man, get somebody that speak English on the fucking phone. You didn't do what I told you. I don't understand your goddamn language. Bam, you're dead. American, you fucking know nothing American national. This is why you're gonna have to just come out of the fucking rig of fucking shooting. You got no goddamn, they're leaving you no fucking choice. And you got to set it up for fucking like trucks with goddamn 1-inch steel fucking welded to the goddamn to the tailgate, and fucking with guys in the back. Go after these motherfuckers. They think they're going to go on a killing spree, these goddamn corporate motherfucking thugs. Because that's what you are with your union badge, you motherfuckers. You have no jurisdictional authority over we the people. But they're going to be, you watch what happens when this shit starts in, well, I don't think it will. But if it does start in Oregon, you watch what fucking happens. There'll be fucking, a whole family was all shot up. Somebody thought he saw something through a tinted window or some kind of stuff. The guy was pulled over because his fucking blinker wasn't working, and the whole family's fucking shot to death. Because their assholes are going to be fucking pinching the seat. Because whoever comes out of that goddamn rig, they might have a goddamn semi-automatic fucking rifle with fucking a 80-round fucking drum in it and fucking empty it right into them, son of a bitch, and kill them dead. Every fucking stop would be that potential. And there's no arguing it. Anderson decides to escalate to the point of kidnapping Kittling. Turn around and up your hands behind your back. I mean, I guess this guy really can't speak fucking English very well at all. How do you like somebody shouting orders at you with a fucking gun you can't understand? Anderson says as he approaches Kittling to kidnap him for window tint, for what? For what, bro? Kittling asks. What is wrong with you? Why are you grabbing at me, man? Clearly sensing a very real threat, Kittling attempts to maneuver out of the deputy's grip, which causes Anderson to escalate the force even further. What's the issue? Kittling asks twice as Anderson wrestles the father's wrists. You're agitated. You're turning and you ain't following directions, Anderson says. I am following directions, Anderson says. I don't hear you. Can I get my phone, sir? We'll get to that. Just turn and face the truck, Anderson says. Seconds later, and Anderson pulls out his taser And the pair falls to the ground in a struggle as the taser is heard going off. So I'm able to fucking tase you because you can't understand fucking goddamn broken English in another goddamn language. Fuck you. You'll be one of those that the goddamn trucks get. You sick motherfuckers. Get them. What the fuck are you putting anybody on the goddamn force that can't speak absolute clear English? When you're talking about somebody who can kill somebody who doesn't follow... Well, they can't, lawfully they can't kill them, but in fucking actuality, they are killing people because they can't understand a foreign fucking accent.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I got some on the flip side of that, though. And this right here, I heard this coming from a person who, I think he was from Puerto Rico, but he was telling me that, when illegals, when they come over, yeah. And if they don't get anyone, if they say they get arrested, and if they don't get someone there who speaks Spanish, that arrest is null and void, and they can sue
them
for arrest because they didn't have no one there who could speak Spanish.
Oh, you betcha, buddy, or whatever English. I don't care if it's Czechoslovakian. I've heard a lot of goddamn, like German and fucking Dutch and fucking, accents, in the goddamn, sheriff's department. They're bringing fuckers in from other countries who do not understand English well, who cannot speak it, and they're handing them guns and saying you can shoot American nationals. You think so, you motherfucker? Because the son of a bitch that fucking put the fucker on, we're coming after you too. In fact, you're number one fucking target, son of a bitch. You fucking declare war on the fucking people and turn fucking foreigners loose on us. You're dead!
That already seemed like they are New World Order with that crap.
Well, what are you going to call it? Exactly, man. What are you going to call it? A goddamn foreigner fucking shouting orders at you. You know how it is when you get on the goddamn phone and you know, because you might be going fucking sent to India or some other. I mean, yes, this is Betty. You know the fucking joke on the fucking commercial. But that's a fact. I've had many. I said, get somebody on this goddamn phone that can speak English. I can't understand the fucking words you're saying, and I can't. Imagine that with a motherfucker pointing a gun at you. Ain't going to happen. Though bystander video shows Kittling on top of Anderson at one point during the struggle, he does not appear to be attacking the deputy and is only trying to get away. As Kittling tries to get to his feet to get away from a man who is attempting to extort and kidnap him over the arbitrary darkness of his windows, the deputy pulls him back to the ground before putting a bullet in his fucking head. Think about that. You went down the street to help a fucking buddy work on his rig. You're pulling back and this fucking, some cocksucker comes out and debating. Like I said, the windows in my fucking van are stock and you can't see inside that fucking rig. So I guess any fucking cop, oh, that's too dark or what's this? Are you a judge? Are you a jury? Are you the fucking complainant? What are you, son of a bitch? You're gonna just, I'm sitting here, anybody that don't have the tent, you're okay, you're one of my bros, go ahead with the tent. This fucking tent shit, you don't got a right to look inside my fucking rig, dickwad, without a goddamn warrant. When that whole shit started with them tinted windows, man, I remember, we used to, put these things in our back windows, you know, the cover of the back window, it had cool shit on it, you know? Oh, you can't have those. Why? Because we can't see in the car. What the fuck you want to look at my car for? You know your goddamn. What the fuck you just go around me, you son of a bitch? No, we went. It's like when they walk up to your fucking car and they're trying to shine lights all over your fucking car and search your fucking car without fucking warrant. Boom! Right in the fucking face. Now you got to search, you son of a bitch. This is going to get violent. It's going to get violent quick. Shots fired, the deputy says over the radio. Kittling would eventually be brought to the hospital, but he was already dead. Kittling's brother is a high-ranking state police officer who will now have to deal with the gravity of his brother's death and the role the badge played in it, and the fact that it was a fucking foreigner. What do you think about that, buddy? That's your fucking brother dead now. Hey, you think that that fucking son of a bitch who couldn't speak broken English was all right for the general fucking public? And not to mention, you're not a fucking, you have no judicial authority in this country, and you are a goddamn running fraud. Have been since your fucking inception. Everything you do is a fraud. Everything you do is a fucking crime. Everyone, you got a fucking rope awaiting on you. You are going against your own fucking people, you idiot, stupid son of a bitches. But then a lot of you ain't from this fucking country, are you? And I've been, like I said, I've been running into that a lot more. I hear him speaking a lot of Spanish. You'd think that, goddamn, I live in fucking Mexico if you go down to Klamath Falls. Oh, man, the whole families of them, the cousins of DA, and the, another cousin's a fucking cop, and all. I mean, fuck, they're running little fucking goddamn rackets down there. But, I mean, here you are. I mean, think about that. Some motherfucker, I mean, in this, I know that people like my age, you're like, it's kind of hard to comprehend. Somebody fucking getting out with a gun and yelling orders at you in a fucking, when you can't understand what the fuck they're saying. And they're ready to shoot you if you don't do what they fucking say. And I guess you better come out and try to get the first fucking drop. You better get the drop on the bastards, which you better do. And you better, you better spin that fucking car around. The reason those motherfuckers like to come up behind you like that and stop you from behind is because their doors come out in front of them as fucking goddamn, cover. And your doors open up and open you up to fucking goddamn fucking gunfire. Spin that fucker around, face him, jump out of that son of a bitch, and you're on even ground. Don't let them have your goddamn open door, because they'll walk up and they'll kill your wife, they'll kill one of your fucking children through one of the side windows. That's how low these son of a bitches are. And they want that door in front of them, because they can't shoot for shit. And they want an obstacle between you and them. So they fucking put up, that's why they always want to be behind you. You're opening your door to fucking nothing. You have no cover. Nothing. And they're fucking opening their door. They have cover and they can just shoot into your fucking car as they fucking will. Huh. See what that is, Laura. Okay. Let's see. Where are we at here? Kittling's brother is a high-ranking state police officer who will now have to deal with the gravity of his brother's death and the role the badge played in it. Well, it's just a fucking goddamn union badge. Don't get really excited. They think this badge is the badge. I mean, all these goddamn shows during the 80s and 90s and 2000s. I mean, the tons and tons and tons. All these cops, people got fascinated with that shit, and they got to where they worship fucking cops. That's a fucking, huh? Okay. That's a fucking union badge, son of a bitch. That is a corporate, that's like a guy from Walmart fucking pulling you over and hassling you, pushing you around, thinking he can point a fucking gun in your face. That's exactly what it is. It's unlawful. They are fucking criminals. They are breaking the fucking ninth article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They are exercising a goddamn authority they don't have. Can't have. It's forbidden for them to have. That makes them goddamn traitors. That makes them goddamn corporate goddamn mercenaries is what they fucking are. At any rate, get ready for fucking, it's more, you think this shit's bad now? If I gotta tell you it's gonna get worse, you're fucking not paying attention. Okay, the newly released footage in the Derek Kittling case confirms, what we had suspected from our initial review of the facts. Derek's killing was unwarranted and completely preventable. A national civil rights attorney, a national civil rights fucking esquire, a national civil rights fucking member of the royal fucking family, because he's been fucking, made an esquire. And so he's the king's fucking boy. You understand that? And it's a private goddamn, judicial system they're running that does it. It's foreign and it is against the law of our own judicial system. It violates the highest law of our fucking land. But that's where that would go with national civil rights, like civil rights. Civil rights are granted by a fucking government. We don't have civil rights. We have natural rights, you sons of bitches. We granted them to ourselves with a gun. And we're going to have to do it again. It's obvious. National Civil Rights Attorney Ben Crump. Oh, my goodness, Ben Crump, you fucking dirty thieving son of a bitch. Get back over to fucking England with your goddamn king and tell that cocksucker he better get the fuck out of the United States, because we're not just going to throw his shit out this time. You know, last time he sat over there on his fucking throne, ate his goddamn caviar, fucking lived his fucking luxurious fucking life while his fucking men were over here fucking trying to, was killing our fucking families and shit. Ain't going to be that way this time, Stretch. We're coming for your fucking ass. Every fucking monarch's ass. And you fucking Rothschild cocksuckers. We know the game. We know who you are. We know what you are. You know why. We know why you fucking, how you make us miserable. You worked at it. Ben Crump and co-counsel Ron Haley said in a statement after the video's release, no fucking shit. That was fucking wrong. Really? You figured that out? You goddamn man. You're Einstein. Oh, wait a minute. Einstein was a fucking Jew. He didn't know shit. And he really didn't until he got into that patent office. He was an average fucking student. And then he went to work at the patent office, and all of a sudden, all these great fucking ideas came to him. And people, and we were made to fucking think he's so fucking smart and worship that son of a bitch. We believe that Deputy Rodney Anderson profiled Derek from the moment he initiated this out of jurisdiction traffic stop for a window tint and a modified exhaust. The attorney said Deputy Anderson escalated and demonstrated the use of unnecessary deadly force during the traffic stop. No, he committed fucking bloody ass fucking murder. He had no jurisdiction for a fucking traffic stop. He even says here he was out of his phony jurisdiction. He was out of his fucking goddamn, union fucking, area. You're out of your union area, fucker. Oh, it don't matter. God, he will get, well, I don't know. Brother is a fucking cop too. So it's, there may be some trouble over this. I don't know, maybe brother will go there and say, you fucking foreign motherfucker, and just blow his head off. Maybe him and some buddies will do it. I mean, we're living in a lawless fucking society, people. Make sure you understand that. We're getting pulled over for a fucking taillight or anything is fucking dangerous. These goofy fucking cowardly motherfuckers, they're afraid when they pull you over, and after this next thing like here in Oregon, they're really going to be fucking afraid. They don't know what's going to come out of that fucking car. And so they have to treat every stop, even the guy with fucking, or the man and woman and a baby in the fucking car seat, they got to treat that like a fucking, like a goddamn, a possible fucking gunfight. They have to. If they can't see inside the fucking car, and even if they can, they will. They're going to treat it like a guy. That's why they want to do it. They want to become like a military fucking unit. Come like a military unit. We will treat you like a military unit. You don't think we know how to treat military units? Come find out, son of a bitch. We haven't talked a whole fucking lot about it, but those fucking goat herders in fucking Afghanistan ain't the only ones that know how to take care of you pricks. And we'll do it a whole lot fucking better. Biden administration expanding illegal immigration at southern border. Well, of course he is. Fuck, we got like nothing fucking left. Nothing left of our fucking heritage, our fortune, our goddamn land, our everything that belonged to us, all of it taken in violation of our fucking absolute unalienable right of December 15, 1791. The due process of the fucking law. You can't take nothing from me without a court order from a fucking common law court. Look what they've taken. They've taken a whole fucking country from us. Why? Because we're a bunch of fucking pussies. And because we'll want some son of a bitch. You know, he might be fourth generation of a fucking goddamn farm. You know, four generations of farming, grandpa and great-grandpa, but then he gets down to the goddamn farms got worth where these gooks and fucking goddamn fucking Indians will pay fucking buku bucks for it. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and take the money at fucking 35 and just kick back on my ass for the rest of my fucking life. You treason son of a bitch. You don't sell to a fucking foreigner. I'll tell you what, that's going to be one thing that's going to be made clear when this is over. You try to sell to a fucking foreigner, your land gets confiscated, everything you own gets confiscated, and your ass gets kicked out of this country, period. You're not going to hand it over again, you fuckwads. Because we're going to nationalize it all. Because that's what it is. It belongs to we the people. Always has. And it has been removed without due process of the fucking law. That's fraud. That means it still belongs to we the people. What do we got here? Biden administrating expanding immigration at illegal. Well, let's expand the legal immigration. I mean, the shit we fight. I mean, 20 years ago, every administration that was running was, we're going to get control of the border and we're going to stop this illegal immigration. It was just illegal aliens coming into your country, taking your, I mean, it was just a fucking preach. I mean, that was, it was just like what this time around, you know, they're talking about infrastructure. We're gonna fix every fucking goddamn road. Everything's gonna be fucking nice, man. We're gonna put $1 trillion in to put people to work. And then infrastructure turns out to be giving sex change operations to fucking freaks. That's what your goddamn infrastructure is. It's the truth. The money, goddamn, that they put, like, for that phony-ass fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID. You know how many fucking bank accounts they got? And they're using it for every goddamn thing. It's just like an open check. That has to be shut fucking off now. We'll just use COVID funds. I see it all the fucking time. We'll use COVID funds. There are no COVID funds, fucker. There is, in first place, you would have to have somebody that could give the money away from, give the people's money away to you that was lawful and that you don't have it. You have a fucking corporation that's stealing with both fucking hands like a goddamn, like a, one of the raiders that go in those stores and fucking empty them out. That's what you fucking got. At the same time, they're telling you, oh, we're getting ready for a depression. I mean, if this happens, man, when it happens, this ain't going to be no goddamn recession. It wasn't a recession last time. We're still in a deep, deep depression. This is going to be fucking exactly what the goddamn Rothschilds planned it to be. A fucking international fucking goddamn fucking depression. An international fucking goddamn fucking starvation. International fucking goddamn collapse of the financial systems. International. See, that's why they had to get everybody in all this international fucking goddamn shit. Like the United Nations, Super 8 or whatever the fuck they call them. IMF. That's why they had to get them all in the same organization so they could cause a world fucking famine. So they all could get everybody at once. So they could do like these shots and kill fucking people. So they could get, you know, so they have the fucking goddamn, we're here, man, we're here, but yeah, we got some shots with you to kill your ass, you stupid son. You have no jurisdiction. First one you comes to fucking, Chilliquin, or comes to fucking that IC, that tries to fucking enforce a UN fucking dictate on me that violates my rights, I will blow your fucking head right off your goddamn shoulders. Even if it's a long shot, I'll do it. Anyway, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
With an eye for a dollar to make. He pitched us a sail about healing an oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Too young, but in love when she met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Tim runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Straw in the Wind by, maybe I can get it right here. I hate not to give the credit to the artist. Straw in the Wind by the Steel Woods. Alrighty, that being said, back to what we were talking about. Biden administration expanding immigration, motherfucker. How could you, I don't know, you could put, I guess you could put in like a, what the hell do they call it, a jet train, I guess. I'm thinking of something else, but anyway, at any rate, how could, expanding it? I thought you were supposed to guard our fucking borders. I'm pretty sure that if you look in your job description, if you look in the fucking bylaws of your admiralty, the law that you're supposed to be enforcing says that you can't even let none of them in here. And you're fucking looking for a way to expand the fucking invasion of my country, you piece of fucking shit. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Biden administration is now vastly abusing the immigration process. No. Abusing, that's kind of a strong word, don't you think? Abusing the immigration process by pre-approving illegal aliens for entry to the U.S. while in Mexico. We're coming across the border to get you. Don't worry. We're going to get you into this country unlawfully. You illegal alien invading motherfucker. We're going to get you here as quick as fucking possible. Because we represent you. Not these goddamn American nationals who think they fucking own this place. Well, I'm telling you what, we don't think, we know. We own this fucking place, you son of a bitch. And we know every fucking inch you've taken without due process of the fucking law from each and every fucking one of us, you prick. The Biden administration is hell-bent on flooding the U.S. with illegal immigrants. Flooding the U.S. It's already flooded. The dike broke a long fucking time ago. Fucking flooding the U.S. with illegal immigrants across the southern border. But what the fuck do you think you got now? You think we're blind? Must be blind, stupid, deaf. Well, we gotta be. The current immigration policies in the U.S. are not good enough for Obama and Biden. Fuck, Obama maybe. Biden ain't got no goddamn brains. Get that through your head. The motherfucker, if he ever had an original thought, he was a lonely son of a bitch. The current immigration policies in the U.S. are not good enough for Obama and Biden. So these corrupt, they didn't keep on coming in during Trumpy's fucking watch. Remember they shut down all the fucking entries and they were bringing them in through the goddamn railroad yards, private property, and they had the big buses go down and picking them up. We had the fucking, videos of it on the fucking site. They didn't stop during fucking Trump. Trump, he fucking wants them as bad as anybody else. He's a fucking goddamn elitist. He wants slaves. And the slaves are too stupid to see that fucking thieving, pedophilic prick that he is. So these corrupt politicians have done all they can do to allow illegal immigrants without jobs, funding, health checks, or criminal background checks, checks invade the country. So, well, I mean, they're telling you, yeah, you're being invaded by, hey, by the way, yeah, I kind of wonder how it was, maybe. I mean, like when fucking, France was invaded and, you know, the smaller countries when the Germany started the invasions. I wonder if somebody, you know, just come out and go, you guys know you're being invaded? Did you know? Yeah, they're storming across. Yeah, they're taking your country. This is fucking beyond fucking bizarre. You're being invaded. I mean, just say it again. Background checks invade the country. They're invading the country. Better look up that word and see what that son of a bitch means. That means they're aiming to take it away from you, put you down in the goddamn dirt. Do you understand? The Center for Immigration Studies released a report on a new method of illegal immigration promoted by the Biden administration, where illegals are given access to the U.S. while in Mexico. Well, why don't you just hand it over to them while they're down in Guatemala? Why don't you do it while they're in El Salvador, you fucking prick? You ain't giving nobody... See, you can go and you can play these fucking games. You can take your fucking crayon and write any goddamn thing you want. When lightning strikes the shithouse, we'll see what fucking stays here and what don't. And you won't. Well, you'll stay here, all right. Your body will. Because you're going to be convicted of fucking goddamn high treason for fucking aiding an invasion into the United States of these fucking Americans. You think this is an aid and invasion? I think that the goddamn jury is going to see it different. Rather than having to pay smugglers to cross the Rio Grande, illegal immigrants are now given safe passage while still in Mexico. Hell, we'll carry you. Well, one drowned. One of those goddamn border, those people guarding our border and keeping those motherfuckers out, he drowned swimming a guy, saving a goddamn drug fucking smuggler. Got all his drugs upon the goddamn beach too, but he drowned. I got, probably the guy turned around, looked at him fucking drowned and laughed about it and walked away. I mean, the guy, boy, what a bunch of punks. This country is punked. This looks to be part of the purposeful strategy to create workarounds to court-ordered. See this? No, not court. These courts. When they talk about courts, there ain't no courts in this goddamn country. The common law courts, the benches are empty, and they're the only courts we can fucking have. What you got here is that fucking prick, cocksucker, that little privileged prick, son of a bitch. King Charles, hey, all you fucking Brits over here, yeah, how does it feel? I've never done that before, when you got to go pay tribute to a fucking piece of shit like him just for the twat he fell out of. He fell out of the magic twat, so he gets fucking billions of dollars and fucking goddamn, he's better than you. You have to accept the fact that he's just better than you because the twat he fell out of. It's all kind of rugged when it happens, ain't it? You think your birth was more or less eventful than his? But no, you're going to pay. How do you? I just wonder how you guys can fucking stand it. How have these monarchies stood for so fucking long, and the people allowed it? Why would you want to give a part of what you make to these to somebody you don't even fucking know? Oh, the majesty of a queen or a king. You're a sick in your fucking head and you're a coward. Sorry.
Because they're blue bloods, Henry. They're blue bloods. You know, they think of us. They're royalty. They're blue bloods. They're better than we are. We are blue bloods.
Yeah, I understand that they're better than I am. Is he a better shot? Is he a better fist fighter? Is he a better knife fighter? Well, just what is he better at? Besides sucking dick. I mean, I'm sure he'd better die.
Inbreeding.
Huh? Inbreeding, yeah.
Inbreeding.
Yeah. Fucked his sister. No, actually, he's the one that went out and got the Diana one. I mean, they're talking about that fucking Harry being over here and that bitch of his running for fucking public office. A duchess. See, it's all coming together, people. What they really want. This is Albert Pike's fucking... Albert Pike wrote all this right out for you. Go read the fucking book. He tells you exactly what they're going to fucking do. And they're doing it. You know why they're doing it? This is the tough part. Because you're allowing it. You are fucking flat-ass allowing it. You have the law on your side. You have the goddamn weaponry on your side. You could stop this shit in a New York minute. But no... No, somebody, I could get stubbed my toe. No, I could get shot. I could get killed. But God damn it, the people who gave you those goddamn rights and freedoms, man, what a fucking gift. There ain't never been nothing like it since or before. And they gave you that gift. They gave their fucking lives for it. They died, and I mean, a goddamn fucking, a ball in the fucking stomach with goddamn fucking infection and shit's a nasty fucking way to die too, friend. They died horrible fucking deaths. They fought. They fought. They fought. For your goddamn rights that you just pissed. It's, oh, well, I don't want to get hurt. I mean, being a slave can't be that bad, can it? You wait till that iron glove comes out of that, I mean that iron hand comes out of that fucking velvet glove. You fucking idiots. You don't, that's the whole thing. It's been a while, you don't have a goddamn clue. You think back to the Cultural Revolution, everybody just, Mao Zedong, just like those two fucking, Joe Biden, I think it was fucking, that fucking senator, what the hell's his name? Anyway, the ones wearing the smocks, the fucking, and when Clinton did it, wore that smock, that communist fucking smock. Man, I'll tell you what, back when it was happening, they weren't heroes. Mao Zedong was not the good guy. And he never has been. And to find out just how simple that whole fucking thing was. Simple. And I mean, it's for the simple-minded. But all they needed was a fucking handful of people to fucking tell him, now you go here and you do that. You go over here and you do that. Okay, then you go over here and you do that. That, yeah, now you move over into Taiwan. Yeah, we got it just like we want it. Drop the bomb. Boom. Everything froze right there. The fucking Japanese had to leave. The Japanese had their asses kicked. The communist asses were kicked by the fascist asses. Well, pretty much like they were in Germany in World War I. When the fucking Germans were kicking the shit out of the fucking goddamn communists. And, well, we just, so, the communists got behind the lines and got infiltrated. We had to stop the war. The Germans had to stop fighting to stop the overtake of their country with communism. These fucking communists, I'm telling you people, I watched these things, I watched the fucking, by the score, you could wipe them motherfuckers out like nothing. They had to fucking chain up, lay ankle chains on the goddamn fascists to force them at gunpoint to go out and fucking fight. And the goddamn communists weren't no braver. And strategically speaking, the way they fucking, I mean, they fucking, the strategy, they don't even know what the fucking, and you think about, what the hell is it, The Art of War by, The Art of War by,
Sun Tzu,
thank you. All right, you think about The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And you think about, they talk about this. I mean, I think that's why they hype that so fucking much. Oh, God, this, the strategies. I mean, this man was a genius. Look at how it carried through the over the ages and stuff. And the same strategies are still fucking employed today. And everybody wants Sun Tzu that's going to fucking fight. He was the last one if it's true. Because I tell you right now, them goddamn Chinese, they don't know how to fucking goddamn, they don't know how to whip a fucking mosquito off their leg. They are dumb fucking people, and I'll say it over and over again. We get beat by them, we're going to prove to be the dumbest people ever be on this goddamn planet. And the whole fucking deal is you got your goddamn Americans over there, your traitors among you, your traitors behind the fucking gate. They're over there, you know, setting up their goddamn fucking armies for them. It's like bringing them to that goddamn college thing there, I can't remember, it was about nuclear fucking weapons, giving them all the goddamn shit to build the fucking, and they talked about the supersonic fucking goddamn rockets that the Chinese were bragging they had months ago. But I told you right then and there, I said, there is such thing, it was invented here and we already got them. And we did already have them. But they're sitting there showing them how to make them. Cause them son of a bitches can't roll a fucking cigarette unless somebody teaches them fucking how. They are primitive. You don't fucking create a billion fucking people and educate them well and come out with a good fucking product. I'm sorry. And that's what they've done. They bred an extra billion people to try to take fucking control of America. Bring those motherfuckers on. One of our minds will take out a fucking 10,000 of their fucking minds. You watch. Every one of them, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fucking traitors among us, because somebody has to tell these son of a bitches when to shit. Or they just sit there and they die from not shitting. But somebody, they're going to have to be directed down to such a small fucking area. I mean, I think that's what they're doing right now, is training fucking Chinese to fucking teach them how to do basic maneuvers and stuff with just the guy getting on the radio and going, Victor Echo 777. And then they know what that means. Okay, we do this, and we do this move like this, and we do this move like this. No, you over there, you damn it, don't you remember? I just told you last night. But this is what they're going to need to facilitate an invasion of this country. And you motherfucker, you get caught being one of those people that are fucking directing these son of a bitches against us. And you'll be skinned alive from your fingertips to your fucking tips of your toes. Skinned a fucking live and left on a fucking anthill. See, we didn't sign no Geneva Convention. We're American nationals. And we're not a part of your 14th Amendment fucking subjects. We're not bound by any fucking goddamn treaty that fucking, that you've made with your fucking communist brethren. And to say these son of a bitches, you know, like I said, you could just go back to fucking Obama. I remember him standing up there, plain as day. And we even defeat, you know, because he was talking about that the goddamn Muslims, they were the new goddamn threat to the world. Don't you remember that? They were the new threat to the world. They were like the Germans. They were going to take over the world. The Muslims? What the hell are you talking about? And he's up there and he goes, we defeated communism. And I said, yeah, I know what you're talking about, communist, you piece of shit. You are a communist. Defeated communism, my ass. You sent a fucking, our people to die in Europe, and you sent our people to die in China to preserve international communism. And that is a goddamn easily proven fact. That's what the greatest generation did. That's why they've called you the greatest generation. You saved international communism from the destruction that Germany would have put on it. And Japan, you'd have had fascists to deal with, but there wouldn't have been no goddamn communists. Because both were fascist. Both the fucking Japanese and the Germans. But they were wiping the fucking communists out. So what do? You let them finish wiping the fucking communists out. And then they can puff their chest up one time. And then you fucking wipe them out. And you put that goddamn bill. Why would you spread any other kind of fucking law or foundation for a fucking country than the Bill of Rights? Why would you? Or even their phony fucking constitution. Like Sotomayor, or it was one of, I think it was Sotomayor. They were talking about, yeah, she prefers socialism. What in the fuck is she doing sitting on the goddamn Supreme Court that supposedly has the goddamn say over the goddamn freemen? It's got individual freedoms and liberties that cannot be, socialism is an oxymoron. One is about goddamn individualism. The other one is about collectivism. That's why they say they can use the freedom of speech to bring communism and socialism. No, they can't, because that's collectivism. This country's built on individualism. You bring something like that, you're insurrectionist. You are trying to formulate a fucking overthrow of our form of fucking government. Our form of government is fucking individual. Your form of government is collectivism. That means all the stupid motherfuckers get together and they elect one stupid motherfucker that none of them can ever be in touch with. None of them even knows nothing but what comes over the goddamn loudspeaker, how they're going to act that day. That's what collectivism is. Individualism means that if you want to take our goddamn land, you have to take it from each and every fucking one of us people. And that's what you're going to have to learn this. You're going to lose your fucking country. You will fight or you will die. I can promise you that. At any rate, this is enough. We'll be going to families over there for Thanksgiving tomorrow, but we'll be back on Friday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, think about all of it. Think about everything. Think about, what I really like to think about is that fucking, I know these Chinamen now. They've never whipped nobody. If Clinton hadn't given them guidance systems, if the goddamn fucking Russians hadn't given them fucking nuclear missiles, they would be nothing. There'd be a laugh if they'd let MacArthur just go ahead and conquer fucking China when he was headed that way. They would have never been a threat to us, but the goddamn World War II, that is the great big lie. The greatest generation, the greatest lie. You went there and what you did was preserve international communism all the way down the fucking line. You did it in fucking China and you did it in fucking Europe. You're fucking low-life fucking treasonous bastards. And that is the word from the trenches.
Go ahead, pussy.
Bet you go.